This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Away we go. The time fairy isn't coming. Yes, it's 7 after the hour again, boys and girls. You have to make time for what you say is most important. That's important to us to communicate with you, and you're finding it important to spend time listening to us and engaging in some thought and sharing ideas and stuff on our social media. Help yourself at DJV Show. Jay is in charge of that. She's one of the Jays in the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, all here. What's going to have the biggest impact on you today, or maybe tomorrow? I know in California, it may not be the homeless, it may not be the governor, it may be the UFOs. Yeah. Jennifer?
Everybody's actually paying attention to UFOs now because that report is supposed to be coming from the government, in which the former director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said, yeah, there's lots of stuff we can't confirm.
Mm-hmm. Can't explain.
Yeah. So. Right. This is, there's a report from the New York Post that came out last week that said mysterious flying objects are repeatedly now harassing three U.S. warships, which are sitting off the coast of California. They did it since 2019. One point matching the speed and bearing one of the destroyer for 90 minutes. How about that? Oof. So this is from the ship's log. They say the unidentified crafts described in the logs as unmanned aerial vehicles buzzed three destroyers for several days, according to records. Now, this gets out because of the FOIA Act, the Freedom of Information Act. As many as six of the drones swarmed around the USS Kidd, the USS Rafael Perlada, and the USS John Finn over several days in July 2019, at times performing brazen maneuvers over the warships. Now, the USS
They're not
Kidd,
drones, though, right? These are, you have, well, remember what we said,
I mean,
with Elon Musk last week talking about drones
drone activity,
would put
right.
the F-35s out of business in 5 seconds.
Right, so but any unmanned vehicle that flies is a drone. So that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They can call it a drone.
Are they calling it UFOs or drones?
Well, a UFO is just a generic term. It doesn't necessarily mean it's from another planet. It's just an unidentified flying object. So
it could be explained away as a drone. But what they're saying is that the behavior of it, because it was able to sit with them for that long, that it was out there chasing them around for that amount of time.
And way beyond commercial airspace.
Yeah,
too.
It seems like something that would be out of the realm of possibility. Now, there was a white light, they said, was hovering over the ship's flight deck. And then two unidentified aerial vehicles, as they call them, were spotted off the starboard wing, according to Rafael Perlada's log, the USS Perlada, followed by another entry 6 minutes later where they found four of them off of the starboard bridge. The Navy vessels have sensors, radar, thermal imaging, electro-optical systems. They were unable to track the drones when they disappeared. On July 15th, the ships were contacting, because they're like, what is that? What's going on here? They were contacted by a Carnival ship, which was allowed to float back in 2019, which was sailing nearby, to determine if the crafts that they were seeing were from there. So they had someone else, another cruise liner, reporting the same thing. The crew of the cruise ship said not only were the drones not theirs, but they could see five or six of them flying around the Navy destroyers. Now, they took place while the warships were engaged in military exercises about 100 miles off the coast of L.A., which is well beyond the range of commercial drones. That incident prompted investigations by the Navy, the Coast Guard, the FBI, other agencies, but they failed to come up with an answer as to where this was coming from. This, I don't know, I guess it's just another happened. And this is pretty consistent with the report that we're expecting to see, where things that were outside of commercial airspace or out of the realm of flying possibilities have plagued at least military operators for a really long time. They report these things. They can't explain them. So what's happening? Is this some new thing coming from our friends in China? Is this something coming from our friends, hopefully, in outer space? We just don't know.
Well, the thing that really got me in this report so far is the fact that they have these UFO sightings have been known to break the sound barrier,
right?
Without a sonic boom.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's what John Ratcliffe was saying the other day.
Drones can't go that fast.
Well, we don't know. Unless China, Jen's right. I mean, this could be some tech that China has stolen because they don't create anything on their own. So that could, who knows? I mean, but to reach that speed and to not make a single sound, like, that blew my mind. A similar incident happened
in 2004 when there was another ship, the USS Princeton, which was off the coast of California. The Navy tried to delete the details of that because they could never explain it, but it matches pretty much.
I don't want to be treated like a child. I want to know this stuff. They have no right to keep this information from us. They do.
And remember the American Airlines flight that saw the long cylindrical object overhead? Yeah. That was just last month. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, now it's interesting that Carnival Cruise is involved too.
Yeah.
For them to corroborate, like, it's, they can't keep a lid on this anymore.
Speaking of Carnival, the cruise industry apparently is ready to start sailing by the summertime anyway. I think I told you we talked last month about all the older cruise liners that were in the harbors in Turkey being scrapped. And whether there's going to be less or more, people really want to travel. And you can see that. I was in a couple of airports over the weekend, and there was much more hubbub than I've seen at any point to this point in the year anyway. So at the cruise lines, they are announcing certain requirements. You're going to have it depends on the cruise line, right? Vaccination requirements at Celebrity, Royal Caribbean, and some of the others, right? Crystal Cruises.
Well,
American.
I think all of them are going to require vaccinations. But the one thing that's a little strange is that, right now vaccines are only approved for people over 16, I think it is. And so if you are a kid who is not vaccinated.
18, somewhere in there, yeah.
Well, in New Jersey, it's 16 to 64 is the age right now that if you don't have, if you have certain health issues or whatever for a vaccine. But under that, they just started doing testing on kids. But it looks like most of the cruise lines are not going to allow children who are not vaccinated. Mm. So that kind of throws a wrench in family, in family vacations. I don't know how the Disney cruises are going to, how could they survive with that? It's based on kids. So I don't know.
Exactly. All right, so that's that situation, and Jennifer's investment in the cruise lines, she's now up to about, what, $5 million?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to retire.
Are you retiring? You're retiring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, you better not. You don't dare retire from this program.
I'm doing it.
All right, 14 after the hour. In a moment, some people in the news here on the DJV program. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy a $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
All right, 16 after the hour on the DJV program. So we have some people in the news. One of the ladies' favorite targets for conversation on the air and off the air is the Tiger King. So you might as well go through. You had a nice rehearsal in the last few minutes.
A lot of Tiger King news this weekend.
Yes.
So Jeff Lowe, first of all, so tell us that story because I'm so curious about. So Jeff Lowe was poisoned this weekend, Victoria?
So what happened was, so Jeff Lowe, if you watch Tiger King, which everyone but Doug has,
that's right.
Jeff Lowe is the guy who, you know, the sleazy Vegas
proud
guy who comes
too,
in at the
way.
End and, you know, and essentially tries to help Joe Exotic, you know, bankrupt or, you know, bankroll the zoo and then ends up taking it over. So he and his wife a couple weeks ago this happened, but we're just now hearing the story. He and his wife were in a casino in Oklahoma, and this guy, a lot of fans were coming up and taking selfies with them, and this guy came up to them with two drinks in hand. It happened to be the two drinks that Jeff and his wife, you know, that's their favorite drink. He acted like he knew them, like he had met them before, and so he has this conversation. He kind of, like, lurks around afterwards, and Jeff drinks the drink and then starts, you know, falling off his chair, and something has gone really wrong. A few hours later, he and his wife are in their hotel room, and he falls to the ground. She calls 911. She thinks he's having a heart attack. Turns out he was having a stroke. He ends up being airlifted from Oklahoma to Texas. They can't figure out what was in the drink, but they're now convinced that he was poisoned. She took a sip of Jeff's drink and said it just tasted off. Like the alcohol was just off. It kind of reminded me of, remember in the Dominican Republic when all those people were dying from
the
tainted
alcohol?
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounded like because that causes immediate organ failure.
If your husband is falling off of his stool and you're like, oh, this drink must be poison, I'm going to taste it? What is she doing?
Yeah, I don't know if that was before or after, but jeez. Yeah, that was also, yeah.
Lovely.
So anyway, he's lucky he's alive because the stroke apparently was pretty severe.
Speaking
And then the other big news, which, Jen, I think you've got an update more on the divorce with Joe Exotic, because I had heard that they are getting divorced, but you said it's on pause.
Well, that's just what I had seen this weekend, that, what's the name of her, the husband, Dylan?
Dylan,
Dylan Passage, or something, I think is the name. And so they had put it on hold for some reason, but I didn't dive into it because I wasn't sure, you know, I didn't want to get down that rabbit hole because.
Well, apparently Dylan has told Joe Exotic, who is still in jail for trying to kill Carol Baskin, apparently he has said he's going to file for divorce. But wasn't he also like 18 when they got married, right? Wasn't he
was
very one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, the headlines I'm seeing, Joe Exotic will stay married despite husband wanting divorce and that they're not in a hurry to legally divorce. That was the latest from People yesterday.
All right. So other people, you know the story right now, Mr. Navalny, remember him, the guy who doesn't like Mr. Putin? He's in jail. Apparently his lawyers are saying he may have been given something because his health is in steady decline. Now, I know we find this hard to believe that somebody in a Russian prison might be fed something or given something to drink that might be
a known enemy of Putin,
not necessarily in their best interest. Jeepers. Beverly Cleary, the children's author, passing away over the weekend. She was 104.
I
had forgotten about her for a long time, but God,
one
some of
the
great things.
One of my favorite writers as a kid,
Mm-hmm. Henry Huggins, back in 1950. She was a librarian, interestingly enough. Didn't start writing books till she was in her 30s, but she wrote so many great, great books and continued on and on, pretty much a living legend. And she was, in fact, named a living legend back in 2000 by the Library of Congress. 2003, she was chosen as one of the winners of the National Medal of Arts from President Bush. But she had such a, I think most of us at some point in time have crossed paths with her writing. So passing away at the age of 104. And the author of Lonesome Dove, that series, Larry McMurtry, passed away also at the age of 84. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, and that means you know what that means, followers of fashion. We're going to follow what's trending, situation with that Suez Canal blockage, man, that has showed up. No, it's not showed up. It's shown up everywhere. It's shown up. And we'll go to the details right after. Nah, let's do it now. The heck with right after this. All right, Jay, what's going on? What are people, is it just that they're amazed by this? Or it just, why is there so much interest in this other than the obvious?
Oh, well, all the memes, of course. Everybody's getting involved with that one photo of the, like, it's the, I think it's the front or the back, I think it might be the back, of the giant cargo ship with that little, not a forklift. What is that machine that was trying to help push it free?
They had cranes.
The crane, that's what it
is.
Somebody's like, the big ship is the crushing despair of everything from the past year, and that little crane is you doing your best. A big one that people were sharing.
The little engine that could.
Right? Yeah. The GIF of Austin Powers in one scene from the first movie where he has this vehicle and he's trying to turn it around. Yes. And
yes,
he gets stuck
amazing.
In the tall. Well, people have kind of superimposed the big cargo onto the thing that he's driving. So it just keeps going back and forth. Other people have made drawings of procrastination on one side. The workflow is the canal. The ship is me. And it's procrastinating, writing a to-do list just to procrastinate further. Other people are suggesting, hey, just get a whole bunch of balloons and tie it to the top and let the balloons lift it out. So, I mean, while the world is kind of like, this is a big deal, this is a big issue, the Internet's like, hey, let's have some fun.
With it, yeah, please. Hello. All right. I see that we have a lot of attention being given to the world's sexiest bald man, Stanley Tucci on the list, Dwayne Johnson on the list, and Prince William, who apparently is the winner. Good guy.
The UK Sun said this. I'm sorry. There is no world possible that Prince William is a
sexier man than
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Statham. Have these people never heard of Keegan-Michael Key? Like, come on, man. No.
Well, I think this is their response to Harry and Meghan as well. They're going to prop Prince William up, and because the son has been sued by Harry and Meghan, so they're going to pick the other brother. I think that's exactly where this came from.
They're all wearing Team William shirts.
Yeah.
Come on. So who else is on the list? Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, Patrick Stewart, Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, Stanley Tucci had some fun and posted kind of a graphic of a whole bunch of different bald people. Tilda Swinton's character in Doctor Strange, she was bald in that one. Dwayne Johnson is like, it's appalling that Larry David wasn't winning.
Right. All right, speaking of while we're in the Prince William department and the royals, I guess Markle's dad, Thomas, has hand-delivered a letter to Oprah Winfrey.
Did you guys see
asking
this?
Her to interview
Homeboy
him?
He drove from Mexico up to Montecito, where Oprah's estate is.
Yeah.
He drove all the way up the coast. I don't know how many hours that must have taken him. And to hand-deliver a letter to her security guard asking that he be interviewed next.
But
so
is
he
anybody
could tell
surprised?
His side of the story.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, I don't think. It just... Yeah, the hubris of some of these people are so out of touch. It's really amazing.
He's gross. Ugh.
Yeah. All right. So Owens. What's the story? What happened? Did you see the pictures of the accident?
Yeah, he was in a pretty bad car accident on the freeway. Fortunately, he's okay, but he posted some photos showing just the front end completely smashed up. A photo of him praying. It was kind of like how my night ended, how my morning now started.
Where was he?
Yeah, fortunately, he's okay.
Refresh everybody's memory as to who he is.
He's a football player.
Former pro football player, T.O. Yeah, he's been on a lot of TV stuff.
He's had reality shows. And
yeah.
I think did Dancing
he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yep.
Anybody still following, what's his face?
Tiger Woods.
I was trying to find if there was an update, and it doesn't seem like there's been any update as to what was found in his system.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The giant container ship that has blocked the Suez Canal for the last week, bringing a key global trade route to a standstill and capturing the world's attention, was partially refloated early Monday. It was unclear when the vessel would be fully set free, but the progress raises hope the crucial waterway could soon be reopened. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee said four people were killed and 130 rescued after near record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm, which drenched the area in a total of 7 inches of rain. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad was dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after the device was discovered by a homeowner. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
A weekend washout postponed NASCAR's plans for a historic Cup Series dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. After rain canceled Saturday's qualifying, more wet weather in the forecast for Sunday's race forced NASCAR to move its plans to Monday, with the Cup Series now scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Now that the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, when will concerts and sporting events begin to come back? Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
The World Health Organization, under Chinese investigators, say the pandemic was started by animals infecting humans. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Four at the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan on the air with just a quick review of what we were talking about last week when that host in Buffalo, Rob Letterman, he made comments last week about Halle Berry and Serena Williams. The tone of their skin looked like a toaster. So he got fired. And the people on that program got suspended. So then over the weekend, apparently Halle Berry found out about it and she tweeted, "Disgusting! It's ridiculous. This type of nonsense is still being broadcast across our national airwaves. All black women are beautiful and worthy. And then she says to Rob Letterman to go do what, you know, what some people suggest people do with themselves.
Well, he was comparing the reason that she said that all black women are beautiful. He was saying that the darker on the toaster scale you are, the less attractive you are. So he was saying Halle Berry was a lot more attractive because she was on the lighter end of the toaster scale. So he was just, you know, not only being racist and disgusting. Well, I don't find it funny. And
I find it very amusing. The people that are that stupid in this day and age, and they just don't. They seem to think before they open their mouth. Put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion.
He put a lot of thought into the whole bit to make broad statements about people and their looks. I don't know why people feel like they can do that.
Well, why would you do that? There's so many more interesting things to be talking about. We don't have to go down that road. There are so many things every day that we don't get to talk about that are interesting and compelling. Why would you waste your time? Now I'm thinking to myself, why am I even wasting our time on this? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are some things, people getting stuck, but Victoria did some research. I mentioned in the last half hour that there are people getting stuck in various places down in Mexico, for example. They're supposed to, according to the rules, if I understand Victoria correctly, that you get a test at the hotel before you go to the airport to board your flight to come home. And if you're negative, you can't leave. Is that more or less?
If you're negative, you can leave.
I mean, positive. Sorry.
Yeah. So this is a rule, and it was funny because you pointed the story out, and I was like, what are people doing? People obviously just didn't bother researching the rules. These rules were put in place January 12th, and these are people now in March getting stuck in Mexico and saying they're outraged that they can't come home and they have to stay until they get a negative test. Well, you know what, dummy? Read the rules. You don't need to take a COVID test to Mexico. But if you're coming back into the U.S., you have to have a negative result within 3 days of your departure. So you have 3 days leading up to your departure date. So if you know that, you know, maybe you've gotten COVID or whatever, it might be smart to take the test 3 days out. And if it's positive, then you start making other plans because you have to stay in Mexico. You can go wherever else you want.
Wherever
you are. You can go, you know, but you can't come back to the U.S. until you have a negative result. So these people are complaining that they've had to stay an extra 10 days on their honeymoon. Okay, that sounds like wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah, but if they're really worried, why don't they just try to sneak into the country illegally? Because they're not COVID testing anybody there.
I think that's the irony of this, and that was why it caught my attention. You got it, Jennifer, the fact that we're doing all this testing on people who are Americans that are outside the country, which is appropriate.
Well, they are testing people at the border because a bunch of kids have tested positive.
They're not testing them all by any stretch of the imagination.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, talking about traveling, the last place you want to go, those of you who may be thinking about going to Brazil, you probably are, both Venezuela, nobody goes to Venezuela, but Brazil apparently has a huge uptick in instances, and it's not the COVID that we know. It's a new variant, I think, right? Isn't that what the problem is?
I read a thing from Doctors Without Borders over the weekend saying that they've just, at the height last year of COVID, that they didn't have anything nearly as severe as this. The hospitals are overrun. Doctors Without Borders have just, you know, they're calling in the troops from around the world. It is a serious crisis.
Michigan's got more cases.
I don't know if it's a new variant, but just to finish my thought, I don't know if it's a new variant, but Brazil is where AstraZeneca did the majority of their testing on their vaccine. So I guess the people of Brazil didn't benefit from that. They tested, I think, 8,000 to 10,000 people with it, and then I guess they pulled the vaccine and they didn't give it to anybody in Brazil.
Washington Post is saying today that the administration is developing vaccine passports, digital vaccine passports. So how would that work?
We did a tech story about that a while ago. It can be hooked up to your iPhone, and so essentially.
What happens if you don't have an iPhone?
Well, Android has the same thing. There's a health.
What happens if you don't have an Android? What happens if you have a flip phone? or don't have any phone.
It's not going to be required that everyone has a smartphone with an app, but if you, it's a convenience, instead of carrying around a laminated card saying, I got two Pfizer shots, you can have it on your phone, and that data gets stored in your health app. So that
that's
you
what
can
I
just
did.
Scan
I had it laminated.
It.
I went in.
Well, that's, and most people probably will do that. Yeah. I mean, it's, but you can just, if you want to do it the digital way, then you'll just be able to hold up your phone at TSA and they'll scan the app and then they'll, there's your evidence that you've had your vaccine.
Speaking of evidence, apparently, I did not see this, but you can maybe confirm if you, we were talking about Dr. Fauci being a part of the eugenics movement. That's kind of broad speculation. However, there
you
was
think?
No speculation. About him basically seconding what the World Health Organization said, that the virus didn't come from a lab in China. So let's put that into perspective. The World Health Organization is basically controlled by a Chinese woman who does the bidding on behalf of the government. And we've all, I think, agreed, no
and
matter what
wife
our stripes.
And the wife of Xi Jinping is on the board of the World Health Organization, too.
Right. So, in this circumstance, why would we believe them? I don't believe them. And I certainly, back to credibility in Fauci, am beginning to really wonder about his credibility for a number of reasons, not the least of which is this statement that was made over the weekend. I think it's time for him, if he's gotten overexposed, he needs to kind of calm down or maybe sit back and let other people do the speaking. Because if none of this, if in fact he's still legitimate, he's not doing himself any favors by being this exposed. I don't think he is anyway. You all have thoughts about that?
Well, I think his direct quote, I think, is important because he said that he said it's one option that it escaped from the lab. But he said he said essentially that they now know that the virus was circulating in China in Wuhan for a month or more before it was clinically recognized at the end of December of 2019 when the lab was cleared out. So he said if that was the case, then the virus clearly could have adapted itself to a greater efficacy of transmissibility over that period of time and got worse. So it's not like he's saying it couldn't have come from the lab. He said that from what they know is that before the lab came into question, they know it was already circulating around Wuhan for a few months.
And how did it get circulated?
Yeah, it's in Fauci's interest for this not to come from the Wuhan lab. So that's why he's out there probably shopping that. And that's why, because it's in his interest. He's got, whether you believe the stories or not about how he helped, or how he wouldn't stop investigating, manipulating
he put United States government funds. He okayed United States government
funds. He sure did, and he was told not to by the Obama
lab.
Administration, because the Obama administration said it was too dangerous to be ripping apart viruses, and he still continued to do it with private money. So, you know what? I think the more that he says, it's more in self-interest than anything else.
He should just be quiet. 42 after the hour. In a moment, there's a group calling for the boycott of the Masters. We'll figure out what that's all about right after these words.
As work, school and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Doddridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to emarsis.com.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com.
breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back, that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
This ought to be good. All right, so let's see. There are a number of civil rights groups that have called for the boycott of the Masters PGA Golf Tournament in response to the new voting law, which has been passed. And there seems to be a lot of misunderstanding, misconstruals.
Purposeful misunderstandings. That's the problem.
Say that again, Jennifer.
It's purposeful. The people who are trying to go against this law, and I'm talking about over the weekend, Joe Biden said they won't even give people water. That's a bold-faced lie. The senator from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, saying the same thing. They are lying to people. These corporations then are responding to those lies and trying to pull their business out of Georgia, which, it's ridiculous. What's in this voting law, when it comes to bringing water, you can bring your own water. You can have refreshment stands. So if people want to send water or they want to send whatever, they can send it to refreshment stands. They'll be set up right near the line. But what they're telling you you cannot do is electioneering, which is illegal at any polling place. For as long as I voted, there is a sign that says no electioneering, meaning you can't go up and give people something and then talk to them about your desired candidate. So they're allowing you to do all of the stuff that they want to do, special group setting, pizza or water. You can do it as long as it's sitting at a table so that people can access it themselves, instead of you going, hey, would you like a slice of pizza? And by the way, vote for my candidate. So it's just we don't need this right now in our country. We don't need the gasoline on the fire. Yet that's what it seems like everybody wants to do, is to just pump everybody up and push this racist narrative that I think is being overblown right now when we're talking about this election law. Nobody wants to prevent anybody who is legally eligible to vote. But instead,
that's not how a lot of people feel in this country. I think there are a lot of people in some of the southern states who would be very happy.
I'd like to meet those people.
Blacks.
There are plenty of them. Because we hear about these people. We hear about it. And I don't know who they are. I mean, do we know who leads these people? Like, I mean, who are we talking about?
I think you could guess. Pretty much some of these groups that have been pretty vocal.
The law itself, though, is a fragment, an element of what you grow up around.
Well,
show me how it may not even be organized and what they're doing to
prevent
people.
Jennifer, there are tons of these people everywhere. You see prejudice.
It
isn't just Georgia.
I agree there are some racist people. There are some people who are racist, and there are some people of all colors who are racist. I agree.
That's very true.
But what are they doing to prevent someone from voting? I just want to know who this group
Stop on this for a second?
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you just said that is so true, and yet it is so colored by the rhetoric, but that's not a good choice of words. There is so much black racism, not toward blacks, from blacks, aimed at, and my community is a great example. I'm talking about black people who don't like white people and who seem to be getting away with a lot more stuff in the name of Black Lives Matter. And I think it's intolerable on both sides. And it's time that somebody kind of called out some of these folks who are not really, it's one side of the argument, the discussion. It's so one-sided, but it ought not to be. And I was going to recount
what's going on
in my community. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that there are white people who are racist against black people, who are racist against brown people. I believe that there are black people who are racist against Asian people.
Absolutely.
There are Asian people who are racist against black people. I believe that racism exists. Unfortunately, I think it's a hateful way of thinking, but I think that it exists. I think people judge people based on their skin tone far too often. My point in politics is people use that to say, well, there are all of these groups making sure that no one votes. Well, I just want to know who those people are, because I can't name one. I can't name a group that is trying to limit people.
How about the group of people who just signed this bill into law?
That's the governor who just strengthened their voting laws, because before the pandemic, strengthen is the word, because they want to secure.
That's a word they would probably use, yeah.
Well, but there's no question that voting, voting system needs to be fixed. And it isn't. I don't know if this is the right way to go or not. It doesn't seem to be. All right, it's the 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
53 after the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Tommy the K, who comes out of his hole down in Punxsutawney every to look around and see if it's going to be...
If so, I declare winter is over.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much. And I would bet that'd be a lot of the things that are coming from your listeners, question-wise and otherwise, whether it's the people who listen to you on this program and send you questions, or people that are listening to podcasts, of people who are reading. There are all kinds of questions that people have about what to do as we spring into spring. How much fertilizer to put on your lawn? How much? Actually, you know, I was thinking, I said to you before we went on the air, I was thinking about something with regard to you and how to fertilize one's lawn. The things that people put on their lawn to make them green sometimes are really not very good. Not only for the lawn, and it's... I remember what it was. This is all related. Okay. So, over the weekend, I found out, I was doing some research as to what to put on some of the fields. I had the soils tested in a number of the fields that I have on the farm. And so, what came up this year was something that I had never seen before. I don't know if they have a new measurement for it, but the amount of lead that is in the soil at least on the four fields that I had tested, and they're all about 20 acres, 24, 25-acre fields, and you take four or five samples from each field in different places of the field, and you have them tested. And for the first time ever, now maybe it's because these fields were plowed and I'm about to replant them, that the soil got disturbed, but 3 to 4 inches down in almost every one of these samples, Tom, yeah, lead was present. So then I started asking some questions of people that I was around this weekend. What is the story? And the story is that with the fossil fuels, what came out of the tail, I remember lead used to be in all the gasolines, right? Did you grow up? Was lead gone by the time you grew up? Because there was lead all over the place when I was a kid. And so the exhaust that's come from vehicles that have been using lead-based fuel since, you know, I first started running cars back 100 and whatever years ago, up until lead was declared to be something that you couldn't, you put something else in to do what is necessary to lubricate the pistons. So anyway, but all the exhaust has laid the country pretty much covered, blanketed with lead in the topsoil. Yeah. So think about it this way. You know, what? Mm-hmm. Never mind what you're growing, or your lawn or your flowers, but think about the tomatoes and the corn and all the things that we plant in our gardens or at the farm. All that stuff's going to have lead in it. And so when you get right down to it, it's pretty chilling. And one would wonder, I know you're not, you know, an expert in getting lead. The only way to do it, I was told by this one guy, is to burn the soil. But how do you burn the soil 3 inches down? It's something, you know, maybe you look at it.
Definitely something to think about. You know, there's always been concerns about lead in soil when it comes to choosing places that you want to set up your playground equipment. And to your point, you know, where you want to grow vegetables that you're going to consume.
Right. Yeah.
So really amazing. I think it's definitely something to be aware of. And, what do you do? What do you do? Well, I don't know about burning it. Certainly, you know, replacing areas that are going to be used by your children or used for your garden is something to be, you know, concerned about. But
one of the things that happens is the, you know, when they clean up, they have a super site and they clean up all the gravel and soil. They bring it to a place, and that's actually what they do to clean the soil. They burn it. Mm-hmm. They spread it out, and they burn the stuff that's in it off so it can be reused.
Yeah. Do you know what the levels of lead were?
3 parts per million, or I don't remember it now. I have to go back and look at it. But they were over.
Yeah, because I think the rule is that it's considered safe to garden for produce if the total lead is less than 400 parts per million.
Maybe it was 300 parts, and it's still short. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But I just thought it was interesting because so many people want to green up their lawn, and how do you know? You know, you buy some of this conventional stuff.
I don't think anything that you're applying to your lawn, Doug, is going to contain.
No, it's what's there. Yeah, from all the years of exhaust.
Certainly, it's a good idea to know about it.
Right. Yep. Melinda wants to know how to change the look of her brick house.
Yes.
How does she do it? People paint. Can you paint over brick?
Yeah, you can paint, but you know what comes after paint? Repaint. brick is a very durable surface, and yeah, I hear you. You're interested in updating the look of that brick, and sometimes, you know, the old brick can appear dated. A couple of things come to mind. First of all, is the brick is dirty from pollution, from moss. You know, you can clean that, and it will be much brighter. Secondly, you might want to consider decorating around it. You know, if it's not 100% brick, you could paint sections that are not brick and change the look that way. You go with the paint, You're kind of committed. You can't.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.